Dude, his what?
Dude, watch
so
this,
awful.
Bro. Watch this. I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yo.
Dude, this is okay, bro. Dude.
My plan is to have him on for episode 41. I'll have everything ready. We're gonna do a Costa Rica special where he's gonna tell some stories. And we're gonna unearth some Senor secrets.
Okay, real quick. What are your top three Legend of Zelda games? Mine is Wind Waker, Majora's Mask, and then probably Breath of the Wild.
I got a new beat. I got a whole fucking layout I'm looking at right now. We got let's throw on the beat. While this beat is by Chazzy, and while we open up the show, I'm gonna go over the little layout for you. Episode number 17 of Weebin' with Wes.
Yeah, it's a new beat to beat your meat to.
New beat to beat your meat to. And this is Chazzy from the Side Project podcast.
Chazzy from the Project podcast.
We're going to listen to about a minute or so of it. So what we got today, is the intro beat. The Weeb Fit, the Clip of the Week, some game news. I got some shows I've been watching.
Oh.
And a good little outro. We're going to talk about a special guest coming on to the Broken Knock Life podcast next week for episode 41. Liv, will you stop licking your fucking badge on camera?
You didn't pause too far in between the special guest on next week. And then it was like, Liv. And I was like, wait, what?
yeah. Liv just licking her badge is the guest. Liv, that's disgusting.
Why did you say that? Bastard. Now I just have to live with that knowledge.
Yeah, dude, it is what it is. It's either the asshole or the, you know.
You know when my cats lick their own assholes or lick each other's assholes, I actually appreciate it because then their assholes don't smell like shit anymore. So that I understand. That makes sense, you know?
Right. I stay away from Liv's tongue anyway, so I don't let her. Because she was like neglected and shit, and her teeth are like rotten, so her breath smells like shit like all the time. But anyway, that's the beat. It's called Crime by Chazzy with the Side Project Podcast. Phase that out.
Is it a crime podcast? Like a podcast about crime? Is that what he made that for? Or is it like...
No, he just makes his side... It's not based only on crime. It's just like one of his... You know, like how Dak names his beats?
Right,
just
right,
like
right.
Random shit that kind of like goes along with it. It's kind of like a menacing sounding beat. So I guess that's why he put crime.
Maybe he's committing all types of crime.
Maybe this is his way. This is Chazzy's way of telling us, coming out, that he's a crime expert, crime lord, a crime lord, just like. Wait for it.
Mugiwara.
Mugiwara.
The gain on that is so fucking perfect. It sounds amazing. Okay, so.
Mugiwara.
We're gonna get right into the weeb fit, just a short little weeb fit. I'm doing this because I cleaned out my closet. I finally got.
I gotta get more stuff for this, you know.
I got rid of a fuck ton of. Well, I don't have a lot of One Piece shit. I have a lot of like nerdy weeb stuff from whenever I got loot crates. I got loot crates probably for like 2 years straight, bro. I got like some crazy promotion deal for Christmas. And I have all of those shirts still. So, all right. Get into the weeb fit. I mean, I'm just going to get up and show. I'm repping the old One Piece today.
Let's check it out.
Okay, I had to hear that. My mom actually got this for me for Christmas, like last year. Little One Piece action.
All right.
And then that side shit, the little Jolly Roger.
Oh, yeah. Jolly Roger. It almost looks like it's like a Vans or like some kind of skate shops themed version of a of One Piece shirt, you know?
Yeah, I don't know what the brand is. It's probably some like Amazon reseller.
Probably, yeah.
That's like, definitely where my mom got it from. But I was hyping this clip up earlier. And dude, the animation on this clip, you remember the flashback in the manga of young Whitebeard and Oda and Roger? They're at that part right now in the anime. I haven't watched the past 6 episodes, I think. I saw this because whenever I try to get ideas for the show, I just go and I type in One Piece on my Google recommended thing, and it shows up like a whole bunch of interesting different articles. So I saw this video from I think this is the latest episode or 2 episodes back. And dude, it's about 1:40. This clip is fucking phenomenal. So let's see if I can do this right this time. Okay. All right, can you see that? All right. Oh, dude, this is about to get me so hype. He's like, what's up? Dude, look at this.
Yo, I'm so glad that they finally animated this. They finally got to this part.
Dude, look. He's like, fuck you. Fuck. Dude. Oh my god, bro.
Oh,
yeah.
It's my beard.
Dude.
Dude,
watch this,
awesome.
Bro. Watch this. I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yo.
Dude, this is okay, bro. Dude. Oh my god. Oda's like, fuck! Watch what he says.
Holy fuck.
Uda to me! Oh my god, dude. Okay, let's watch it one more time. Back to back.
I'm gonna watch that first swing again. From,
yes, dude.
Roger.
Yes. I was most interested in that.
Divine departure.
Dude, damn. And look at that, bro. He fucked him up.
Holy shit, was that... I'm not gonna say that it is, but I can't remember. I'll say I can't remember... having had any of Roger's attacks being animated in the past. I don't even know if I've ever seen one of his attacks before.
I don't think so.
Like
not
before
that.
In the manga and the show.
Yeah, I can't recall.
And the do you recall if in the manga did he actually like name his move when he did that slash?
I have no idea.
Honestly, I can't remember. I want to say he didn't, but I don't remember well enough.
It's a badass sure. name. Regardless,
yeah.
Divine Departure.
Dude, I love Whitebeard's weapon. I wish he didn't die. I wanted more of him.
Yeah, same here, man. Well, we're going to get more of him in the animation. Hopefully they draw it out a little bit. Because this is what I want drawn out.
It's like some kind of glaive or like a Naginata or something is his weapon. It looks dope, though.
Dude, look at him. He's like, fuck.
Dude, the spear is just like, or the weapon just like bent to the curve, bro.
They aren't even touching each other. Look at that shot, bro. God, that is so fucking great.
I think I saw somebody post a screenshot of their two faces like that. I think it might have been one of the anime headliners posted it the other day on Instagram.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was from. I was like, I don't recognize that, but I guess now I do.
Dude, oh my god. I was so hyped whenever Roger did the divine. Dude, he stopped Oda with an attack. Like, dude, that's not a small feat. Oda's powerful as fuck. Like, dude, if he wanted to, I mean, we know he could have been on the crew. Like, he's like Roger crew power level, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, they say it inadvertently, I guess, because he's the only one who's damaged Kaido up until, you know, a certain point. But so that already speaks to his power, I guess.
Right.
It's just, man, That just makes me, that's like a little cock tease, I feel like, that scene. It's like, I just want more of them fighting.
Dude, now. Just give me like 10 episodes of pure fucking, all three of those dudes just going at it.
Yes,
on like an island. Give them like a world where they can just fight.
Just go, damn. Dude, honestly, I would watch a spinoff of just like Whitebeard's crew. I mean, also I would watch probably one of Roger's crew, but spinoff of Whitebeard's crew, I feel like would also be really entertaining.
What'd you think of Oda's voice actor just from the few that you've heard?
Of the voice actor for who?
For Oda.
Oh, for Oda?
Yeah.
He sounded like, when I first heard it, it reminded me a little bit of Frankie.
Yeah. It's like, it kind of has like a goofy, like manly, robust sound to it.
It's like, it's got the machismo, but it's still goofy.
Because he is goofy himself, so that it fits him. Because I saw some backlash whenever he first, the first episode that I saw that he was animated, there was some Crunchyroll comments, but now there's not. I guess people are warmed up to him. At first, I thought he was fucking phenomenal, because he did like a full like sentence or two, and I was like, oh my god, bro.
I would have to watch more of the episodes he's in to form an opinion on how you know how you form like an idea of what somebody sounds like in your head?
Yeah.
In my imagination, Oda's voice was quite a bit deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what a lot of people were saying.
But that's the only real criticism I have, which, I mean, if that's the only criticism I have, it's really not that bad, honestly.
Better than dub.
Better than dub. Sure.
that's all you got to compare it to.
What episode are they even in, Wano, in the dub? I don't even know. Where are they at?
Oh, dude, I have no idea. No earthly idea of where the fuck
they are. I'm really curious what the dub voice actor sounds like, actually. Let me see if they got a quick clip on YouTube.
Dude, there's no way they're even close to Oda. I think they're like, dude, I don't know. They're way the fuck back, I know. But anyway.
Oh, that's what it was. His name is Odin, not Oda.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's right.
Odin, you know, pretty close.
It's his nickname from now on, Oda. Oda, 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 Oda. That's him reincarnated. That's a badass fucking character to reincarnate yourself. But we've already seen Oda's reincarnate from like a bunch of episodes back. The dude from that movie that was voiced by
the guy.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That was voiced by
soccer episode.
Yeah, he was voiced by Oda, right?
I think so, yeah.
That's phenomenal.
I wish Oda would do more, like, I feel like he really could, or I don't feel like, I'm pretty sure that they would just let him if he wanted to voice act in more episodes.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have time to do it, because obviously he's busy with the manga, but I would love to see him do some, like, more side characters or something.
That'd be phenomenal, like Usopp's sidekick or some shit. I don't even know what he sounds like. I haven't watched an interview of him in a long ass time.
I don't really know either. Let's see.
I can't really picture in my head what his voice sounds like.
We should pull up a video of Oda.
Let me see. Let's see.
Is there one where he talks?
Oda interview 2016.
Oh wow, his voice is actually pretty deep. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, dude, I'm listening to it right now. I would have to have it all prepped up, but that I thought it would be a little bit. How old is he?
45.
I would think his voice would be like a little bit higher. His voice is like is like that crocodile Moogie Water.
Yeah. I feel like he would actually do, like, if he practiced some voices.
That's Oda, dude.
Mugiwara.
Mugiwara.
Oda voiced Crocodile, bro.
I feel like he could have, given how deep his voice actually is. I don't know if it was just that video I watched, but it sounded like pretty
deep. What was it? It was the 2016, like it was like 30-something minutes? I mean, 15? Yeah,
2016 interview.
Yeah, that's. All right, so...
definitely a voice acting sheet.
So I was the other day, I was looking at the Switch that I've neglected for probably like 4 or 5 months now. But a game recently sparked my interest. But I'm only gonna get it if it's I'm not paying $60 for this fucking game. It's too much dollar. It's too much money to spend on a fucking video game. I'll wait for a sale. But it's Link the new Link game, the new Zelda game, the Link Between Two Past. They remade the old game into a new one, and it's like a new style. I need it. I need that fucking game, bro.
Is that the one that was released like a couple of years ago or last year?
No, recently. Recently, I think.
What name is that?
Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
I see they're remaking Skyward Sword.
It came out 2019. September 20th.
The remake of Link's Awakening.
Yeah, Link's Awakening, not Two Swords. I want to... It looks fucking good, man. And I love anything Zelda. I'm probably going to play Breath of the Wild again.
If you do pick that up, actually, let me know how it is. Because I actually didn't pick it up because of the art. It was too,
like
jarring. But
claymation, dollish.
But in hindsight, I mean, it is a Legend of Zelda game. I mean, I'd probably enjoy it.
The thing
I enjoyed the original, so.
Right, the thing that drew me to it is the fighting mechanics that I saw on one of these game demos that they were playing, and it looked really fucking satisfying. I just want to go around and fucking hit shit. Just watch how he fucking hits shit and just like moves around. That it interested me enough, not enough to spend $60, maybe 30.
It'll probably go on sale for.
Yeah, it's been out for a year or 2 years. September 2019.
Yeah, I feel like this one probably isn't going to maintain its price for as long as, like, say, Breath of the Wild will.
Right.
Probably if you wait, like, a year or so, it'll probably be pretty cheap.
Dude, by then, they probably have Breath of the Wild 2, because I think they're working on Breath of the Wild 2 right now.
It's not. There's no way it's going to be out in a year. I think they'll maybe announce it. They'll have announced it, I hope, within a year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
In the last Nintendo Direct they did, actually, they said... that they'll have some news for us for it later this year. Because they did this fucking whole thing Legend of Zelda guy is that always announces the stuff, popped up on the screen, and everybody was like, oh, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild 2! In the fucking chat. And then he's like, I know you think I'm here to talk about Breath of the Wild, but I'm not. And immediately everybody was just like,
Get the fuck off the stage.
Yeah, what they announced was some Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity DLC and the Skyward Sword remake, I believe. Which I don't think that's a bad announcement.
I think the Skyward Sword, but the other one I could care less. Skyward Sword remaster, yes, but the other one, no.
Hyrule Warriors is actually a pretty good hack and slash game if you're into that, like Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, I am, but I feel like it would get boring easily, man.
I haven't played like a ton of it, but my girlfriend just 100%ed it, so it must be somewhat good.
Okay.
But yeah, I actually never finished Skyward Sword because I didn't have a Wii. My younger brother had the Wii, and then he eventually sold it, I think. But so yeah, I never got the chance to play it. Essentially,
I still have my Wii and my Wii U.
Damn. I lent my Wii U to somebody, and I got the pad back, but I never got the actual console back. So I'm just like,
what the fuck do I do with this? It's useless. Because don't you have to connect that to like even operate it? Yeah, dude, that's that'd be different if it was like its own like iPad or tablet, but it's not.
Yeah, the worst part is my favorite, which a lot of people actually don't even like this game, but my favorite Legend of Zelda game is Wind Waker, and the remake is on
Wind Waker's
the...
fantastic.
I love Wind Waker. I think Wind Waker is one of the best ones. It really captures that, like, to me, Legend of Zelda is about the spirit of adventure. It's like going around, doing things, collecting stuff, you know, getting new gear.
Right.
It's at its core, it feels like it's like about the spirit of adventure, or, you know.
And the art style is phenomenal.
Epic Tales, I guess. Yeah, oh yeah. I love the art style.
Dude, Toon Link.
And to me,
bro.
I feel like Wind Waker just did a really good job at that. I don't know.
That's where Toon Link is from, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of them. I think he's in other games, probably. But
dude, like, that's my dude. I mean, I haven't played Smash in fucking forever, but that's, you know, that's my guy. Toon Link.
I'm well aware of your shenanigans on Toon Link. Okay.
Dude, it's the bomb that gets y'all every time, bro.
Yeah, his bow is actually really good too, if I recall correctly.
Oh yeah, dude, I throw everything at the same time. I remember my combination would be like, I throw, like, we start out, I throw the boomerang, I shoot the bow and arrow, and then I'll run forward, I'll throw the bomb up in the air, and then that's when I'll start doing all of that everywhere. So then the bomb will just, like, it'll just fall randomly on you.
Right, right.
But I'm trying to dodge the bomb too, because sometimes I get hit by my own shit. Because, you know, those maps are small, so I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, they can be for sure. Legend of Zelda is just such a good series. I could talk about that series all day. Okay, real quick, what are your top three Legend of Zelda games? Mine is Wind Waker, Majora's Mask, and then probably Breath of the Wild.
Ocarina, Breath of the Wild, and probably Wind Waker. Probably in that order. Maybe Breath of the Wild and Wind Waker switch every now and again, because those are like really close for me. But those are my top three. So Ocarina of Time, Breath of the Wild, and then Wind Waker.
Right.
Phenomenal series, man.
Yeah, I still need to finish Skyward Sword so I can. So, one of the things that I remember about Skyward Sword, and I don't know if this was just our Wii that we had, but I remember the controls being really, really janky.
You
remember like the motion controls that you had to use?
Yeah, on some games it was good, but some games were just it would just like go across the screen,
right,
just
right.
Like. The calibration was all fucky. I mean, that was the beginning of like that type of technology, like being used commercially.
I'm not faulting them for it being janky. I'm just saying, like, I didn't finish the game partially because it was janky. At least I don't remember like if it was all Wii games, but I remember that one specifically left like a weird.
I only got through like not even 30 minutes. I didn't even.
Supposedly, they fixed the controls, and now you can also do it without the motion controls. So what I'm really looking for.
Yeah, I'll do it without the motion controls all day.
Yeah.
Especially whenever they do the. They said they're doing the remake, huh?
Yeah.
When is that coming out? Next year?
No, this is supposed to come out this year.
Oh shit, dude!
Probably
okay, stop,
December,
stop.
I
can't get, dude. Stop. No more.
They always release their shit in November, bro. It's coming out.
God damn it. I need to stay away from my Switch. It's going to be calling my name. I'm going to be like, go to the store. I'll be like, no. Buy all the
if you say so, I guess I have to.
I mean, I did get a fucking credit card. Hey, put it on my fucking credit, dick. Oh, man. Kingsley said he won't come on Broke Knock Life until I duel him in Dragon Ball Legends. You know that game I'm talking about?
I haven't played it, but
dude,
yeah,
it's fucking good, man. I like it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's grindy and it's repetitive as fuck, like all those games are. But it like all those card collection fighting games are. But I don't know, man. I just love upgrading my characters. I love upgrading like Super Saiyan and like building like a Super Saiyan team and just fucking annihilating people. And it somewhat gets complicated in the fighting system.
I'm not, trying to remember. Is that the Gacha one? I don't. There's like a bunch of them. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there.
Like,
yeah, there
at
is.
At least two, three, maybe four. I don't know. There's a bunch.
Dragon Ball Legends.
I believe that's the, or I, maybe they all are Gacha games. Most mobile games are Gacha games. Yeah, it's kind of blurry.
It's not fucking focusing. Damn it. Okay.
It's so a card game. So I guess card collecting is similar to Gacha, but not quite the same. Do you like level? Do you have to like get stuff from like a summoning thing or like a thing where you pay premium currency to get characters that you can then use to power up your characters?
Yep.
Yeah, that's Gacha. That's Gacha for sure.
Yeah.
Gacha games is like a genre or something. I'm not,
oh, okay.
It's kind of a genre. I don't know. Basically,
yeah, there's a lot of games like that
where you essentially you just pay this premium currency to get a random either character or gear or whatever.
One Piece Treasure Cruise is like that.
Yeah, a lot of the anime ones, especially, are gacha games. Gacha games are super popular in Asia, like in Japan and China. I think especially they're super popular. I've played some of them in the past, and typically the world release or the global release, as they call it, usually is like takes second to the Japan server,
right?
Or the Asian
especially
server.
One Piece, dude, and that pisses me off.
They're always like months behind, or
dude,
they get
way more than months
or whatever. They like feeling like they're special. I think, if I recall correctly, they did that with Pokemon, too. Like, they would only give certain... You know how they used to do the mystery gift thing where you could go to, like, a GameStop and get, like, a Pokemon or something?
Yeah.
They would have a bunch of them that were really cool, but only for Japan. So it's like... I don't know if it's, like, a thing, but to me it's a thing where, like, the Japanese...
Yeah, they're like making exclusive shit.
Prioritize
we
the
don't,
Japanese.
Do we make exclusive shit that Japan can't get? I mean, if we're doing it here, I mean, it's tit for tat. But
I don't think so.
Dude, we're on One Piece Treasure Cruise. It's like 6 months behind in their character releases. Like I remember whenever I used to play it, I remember seeing Katakuri for the first time, and we were way the fuck back. Way back in the story. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? People are like getting top of these ranks. And there's no way that we can keep up with just our shit unless they do like a global only, you know, not like or like a region only. I don't know. It's fucked. Yeah.
Usually, in those gacha games, they are separate servers.
Yeah.
But the Japanese like to feel like they're special, or maybe the game developers for these mobile games just like to. Make them feel special. Maybe that like gives them a better audience or attracts them.
Could you do a VPN?
Oh yeah.
And get like, and
you probably wouldn't even need a VPN to sign up for the games. I think typically all you need is like a. I've looked this up before. I should know this. I think it's like a Japanese email or something. Yeah. And no, I think it's like a phone number and an address is typically what they ask for. In which case you need like a Japanese one or like a Japanese phone number.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the phone number. I think it's the Japanese phone number that you need. That's what it is.
Shit, dude, which I can get Katakuri. Dog tooth in the paint, bitch.
Actually, in airports in Japan, they sell like little SIM cards that you can get that are Japanese, that are like the prepay ones like you have over here.
Yeah.
Where you just buy them, you put the SIM card in your phone, and it has like however many minutes.
Yeah.
They have that over there. So what some people will do is they'll sell those online, and then you could just grab that, stick that bitch in your phone.
Rock and roll.
Have like the dual SIM card feature. So get you one of them, perhaps. Get you those sick One Piece Treasure Cruise characters.
Yeah, I'm interested in the whole concept of it, but I'm not actually gonna do it.
No, yeah, I didn't. It's not worth it.
it's
the games are just there to like get you to spend money. So.
Yeah, dude, and I'm not spending money. I'm not doing it. I'll grind before I spend the money.
A really popular gacha game just came out.
Unless I'm like competitively doing it, and I'm like
Genshin.
Really into it.
Genshin Impact is a gacha game.
Dude, isn't that the game that looks exactly like Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, they made it and it looks super similar, and a lot of the features play super, or not features, but a lot of the game mechanics feel super similar to a lot of stuff in Breath of the Wild. But it's at its core, it's a gacha game. Right. Where they're limiting like your resource gathering to however many per day, and you can unlock it with premium currency. To get new characters, you have to pay a premium currency to summon, or whatever they call it in that game. I don't know. Typically, it's called like summon or something, but I'm just gonna go with that because I played it for like 20 hours, but I was like, gacha game, no thanks.
Yeah, it got to the point where it was just like you hit a wall without having to pay. You know.
Yep, exactly. That's the point. That's what they do. They get you, string you along just enough to make you invested in the game.
Yep.
As a free player, and then you hit a wall where you can't really get past it, or you can, but it just takes months and months of effort to get past it, whereas you could just pay like $10 or something.
Right, but that $10 turns into $10 like the next month, and then the next month, yeah.
Oh, believe me, I played Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links. It's essentially gacha.
That is a gacha game. That's way more on the strategic side.
Yeah. It's not as much of a gacha because you don't need like more than 1 to 2 to 3 copies. Typically, having 3 copies of a card, you don't really need.
Yeah.
Links because the deck size is so small. But there are definitely some that are like ultra rares or super rares that you need 3 copies of. That feels very gacha-like when you're trying to get those, and you've opened like 500 packs, and you just can't get that one card that you.
Yep, dude. You see that one ultra rare still available in that list.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, fuck.
God. I remember.
You click the option that says show available cards. Yep. And you're like, no, one left. God damn it.
There was some Red Eyes card in Duel Links that I, because I ran a Red Eyes deck for a little while because it was like the meta deck.
Isn't that Joey Wheeler's deck?
Yeah, he uses Red Eyes.
Red Eyes, Black Dragon.
For him, it was Rex Raptor gave it to him originally.
Yeah, that's right. That's early on in the show.
Yeah, that's like in the. I want to say that's in the what is it called? It's when they're in the city in Kaiba's tournament. That's when they get the dual discs. I think. And then that's when if you duel somebody and lose, you give up your like your rarest card or something, your strongest card. I think it is.
Yeah, dude, I remember that card was badass. I remember there was some fusion of it that I really fucked with.
With
Red Eyes Black Dragon.
There's Meteor Dragon. Meteor Dragon. There's also Red Eyes Metal or Darkness Metal Dragon or something like that. There's a ton of them actually. There's like a one with a. It's one with one of the Dragon Knight guys, and he's like riding him or something, I think.
Okay.
But yeah,
dude,
there are a bunch of cool fusions with Red Eyes. It's like a whole archetype, essentially.
Okay, dude. Yeah, Jesus Christ. There's way more than I thought. Oh, my. Yeah. Dude, what the
fuck? They keep releasing them, dude.
This is crazy. Yeah, the one that I was out, the old school one, the Meteor Bee Dragon.
Yeah. That one's dope. I love that card. He just looks cool, you know?
Yeah, dude. These are crazy.
Dragon of Red Eyes. They got
Red Eyes Nightmare Dragon.
They got Black Skull Dragon, which I think is a fusion with Red Eyes. Yep. Black Skull Dragon, which is Summon Skull and Red Eyes.
Dude,
this
card looks fucking phenomenal. Red Eyes Black Luster Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that looks fucking dope.
Is that Black Luster Soldier?
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't know. Oh, wait, actually, that's a new card, I think, isn't it? Or no, Red Eyes Dragoon is the new one. Never mind.
Red Eyes, Black... Oh, let's see. Let's see if you can see this.
Oh, that looks fucking sick.
Yeah, look at that.
Look up Red Eyes Dragoon. Dark Dragoon.
Red Eyes.
Red Eyes Dark Dragoon. It's Dark Magician, Red Eyes...
Oh, I see it.
Red Eyes, it looks fucking dope. It's like a fusion between Red Eyes and Dark Magician, dude. It's fucking dope. It's actually a really fucking strong card, too, though.
Come on.
I stopped playing the TCG before that was released, but I know of its existence because I still follow some players. But
this is I can't get the card to focus, but this is the art.
Oh yeah, that you had it in focus for a second. Yeah, such a badass.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking, that's crazy, man. Dude, imagine if that's like an ultimate endgame anime villain.
Yeah, dude. It's also like a boss monster of the deck that he runs in, I'm pretty sure.
Shit.
So, I mean, like, if you get that guy out, I'm pretty sure you're fucking stuff up. I mean, you're fucking up your opponent, I should say.
Oh, man. Dude, still my favorite is that Relinquish Fusion. I love anything Relinquish, man. I just...
Alchemize Restrict, I think is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whenever you showed me that card, that was that thumbnail that I took a picture of. I'm like... that's my reaction whenever you whip that card out. I hadn't seen that card in years, man.
Yeah, that's...
That's a great...
We're going to go down another Yu-Gi-Oh! Tangent if we can go... This is already a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tangent.
Yeah, yeah. That, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is fantastic, man. I mean, I only have... What games are you hyped for? I mean, we kind of covered that with the Zelda shit, but is there anything besides Zelda that you're hyped for in the next year or whatever?
It's coming out in the next year. I mean, I'm always hyped for any new Fire Emblem stuff. I think they announced something.
Dude, they always get good ratings, man. I started playing, like, one of the original ones on Game Boy Advance, I believe, on my... Raspberry Pi, my little arcade thing, and it's phenomenal, man.
Dude, they're great. They get progressively better, in my opinion. Like,
really?
Oh yeah, like Three Houses, the most recent one. It took away like my main fear. So in Fire Emblem games, you can essentially recruit people as you play through the game.
Yeah.
And some have like special conditions to recruit, like you have to have, I don't know, beat him with this guy, or you have to have this item, something, I don't know,
right?
Something similar to that, like there, and one of them you have to like go to this spot in this map during this one battle, and if you don't get on this little glowy spot, you can't recruit the character, for example. But essentially you recruit characters throughout the game, and in the newest one, Three Houses,
yeah,
you're a teacher who basically trains them.
Oh,
so
shit.
They did away with a lot of the annoyance of having characters that were limited to only, you know, certain classes or certain playstyles because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, like, train them up. So essentially, they just, like, unlocked the customization of the characters, essentially, to make your team forming better. Because that's a huge part of Fire Emblem, is basically training up your team.
And it's still the same fighting style?
Yeah, they change things here and there. They try new things every once in a while. It's nothing like crazy. Like in what was it? Three Houses, they have like a rewind mechanic where you can go back
like
a couple turns or something.
It's not like a difference in gameplay style like the Assassin's Creed series turned out to be.
I like not is it is really that... play any of them after Assassin's
Dude,
Creed.
Dude, okay. Basically the good Assassin's Creed were all stealth based and just like grinding to get really cool armor and stuff, and then the later ones is more like hack and slash mindless.
Right, okay.
So like that, yeah, it's just dumbed down. So it seems like I haven't
Fire
played.
Emblem does not get dumbed down.
Right,
Fire Emblem
right.
Adds more mechanics as it goes.
See, that's what you need to do. Oh my, like build off of what you're successful from, and make it more advanced, like. The progression from the first Assassin's Creed to the second one, and then like a few, like two or three after that, it just kept getting better and better and better. I'm just like, thank you. And then they got into the whole like hacking and slash thing, and it's really only good when it's on sale and you just want to like fuck up some shit. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. They're probably catering to a more casual audience, I guess, at that point.
It's doing well, like sales wise.
Yeah, but Fire Emblem, I don't think has really ever moved more casual.
I've always seen good ratings, even on the new releases.
Anime, like the original ones did have like anime characters for like the art.
Yeah.
But in the more recent ones, it's like more anime-y, and they introduce in Awakening they introduced like a romance or bonding mechanic with other characters.
Oh.
Which some people felt was like too Japanese or too anime-y.
It depends what it does. If it's just there just for show, then fuck it. But if it actually gives you more equipment or like levels you up more or some shit like that, then yeah.
So in
make it interesting.
Essentially, you build up bonds with the characters, and if you're standing next to somebody you have a bond with, I think it gives them like a stat bonus.
Oh, dude!
If I recall correctly, so actually leveling up the characters, and part of it is you have to to level up the characters as with like their bonds. You have to use them in battle, and I think they gain it by supporting each other. So that's the mechanic that gives the stat bonus in Awakening. Is if you're standing next to somebody else, you get a stat bonus where they're assisting or supporting or whatever it's called.
Mm.
And sometimes I think they even attack, if I recall correctly. It's been a while since I played the game. I can't remember, to be honest. But yeah.
Oh, dude. You know what game is amazing? Mario RPG.
I haven't played that, actually.
Oh, my God, dude. Fucking play it.
Is it called Mario RPG or is it
No, it's something else. It's something else. I know it has RPG in the name, though. Mario
Superstar Saga is one of them.
Yeah.
Or I could be wrong.
That Mario be RPG Legend of the Seven Stars.
Legend of the Seven Stars. Yeah, I'll have to play that one. I've also
I have it on my Raspberry Pi. That's what it looks like.
Oh, that was an SNES. Nice. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. I've played the Paper Mario games, like Thousand Year Door and whatever the other one
it
was.
It plays like a Fire Emblem game.
That's, people said, yeah, that the Paper Mario games are pretty similar to it, I think.
Oh, okay.
But I can't recall if that's correctly true, because I haven't played.
I didn't play much of Paper Mario.
I did play Paper Mario. Paper Mario was actually pretty dope. I'm not gonna lie, but yeah, I haven't played Superstar.
No, yeah, dude, Superstar. if you really want to get into it, just get like a Raspberry Pi. Fuck it. I mean, they're cheap as fuck, and then you can do like a whole arcade thing. I can send you a whole.
I built a MAME arcade machine before as like a project.
Oh, nice.
We actually even built a house for it. That was like a big wooden, like you know the old arcades. Machines that they used to have.
Yeah,
like
the arcade cabinets.
That same shape that they had. Yeah, those arcade cabinets. They all have that same shape. We made that like same general shape, and we made some.
Y'all got electronic buttons.
Yeah, well, not electronic, like physical buttons. We wired.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
To the Pi, and it was pretty dope. I don't know who has that anymore. It was for like a group project we did when I was in college.
It gave me something to do. Early in the pandemic, like I got really into it, man. I was like,
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I have it whole, what dude. I have a whole fucking. There's like 700 games on there that I like manually put in.
What are you running? What's the question I'm looking for here? What What are you outputting the video to from your Pi?
Oh,
just,
to
like,
my
hook it up to a monitor. You have like a little screen or something.
I have a little TV, a little Vivo. Okay. A Vizio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Vizio.
We had to buy like
one of those.
It was like a self-contained unit. We had to put in like the power thing. Or actually, no. We had a battery pack actually that we installed in that fucker. So it didn't actually need to be plugged in, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, dude, you can keep stacking them bitches. You can keep putting more modules on top.
Yeah, they're pretty.
You can,
cool.
Dude. There's like an SSD expansion shit now. There's like you can add like a whole bunch of more. There's so much shit now. I don't know when y'all built that, but like it's advancing crazy now. I did this like last year.
Oh, four. 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's early on. I didn't know what the fuck a Raspberry Pi was back then.
Yeah, I mean, I was a computer science major, so we did stuff with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're great for little projects. You can do all kinds of things with them. I've seen people make like little mirrors. That like the smart mirrors that have like little stats and stuff that show up.
If you go on the Reddit, they have all of these projects that people do.
Yeah.
They do robots,
arcane machines, robots.
Yeah,
you can. I mean, whatever you can do with a fucking computer, it's just like it's a fucking computer.
It's so, literally it's a mini really computer, like a mini universal computer.
Yeah, it's like a self-contained computer that is. Easily extensible, I guess I'll say.
But it can't
really add modules and stuff and like new peripherals.
Yeah, the only thing that it has problems running is PSP games, which is understandable because it's pretty PSP games are pretty fucking they're pretty huge. It's like
yeah, you could You could probably get like a external graphics card, like a cheap one. Throw that shit on there.
Yeah, because it runs some PS2 games. Like you can play.
Wait, did you say PSP or PS2?
You can run some PS2.
Gotcha.
Not, but the PSP games are bigger than the PS2.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. For some reason, I can play PS2. Some of them, probably like half of my PS2 collection, I can play, and then none of the PSP. Like it's slow. So maybe there's a setting I'm fucking up.
It's the file size, or is it like the graphics?
The graphics. Like you can play it, but the graphics is like fucking.
That makes sense.
Low frame rate, very low.
Some of those later PSP games were pretty hefty and pretty nice looking.
Yeah, like Star Wars Elite Squadron.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
Like some really good games on the PSP that are like PSP only, and the PS Vita.
I had the Vita.
I wish I got that.
I had the PSP. I had all of them, man. I had to.
I still have my PSP. I think in my bedroom.
Damn, dude! I wish I had my Vita. I sold it. I sold it a while back.
I wish I had bought a Vita because I wanted to. There's like a bunch of games that I found out like years after the Vita was already basically dead.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to play this game. Oh, I want to play this game. And then I was like,
dude, Republic Squadron and Elite Squadron, the two Star Wars games, they had like a pretty poppin' online back in the day. And it was fantastic, man. Playing online, like, it was like Battlefront 2 style, like Conquest type shit. It was fun as fuck, though.
I remember playing some shooter, I think, on the PSP back in the day that was online. I don't remember what it was, though.
Probably some Medal of Honor game or some shit.
Probably. I think the only game I still have for my PSP is fucking Monster Hunter. I sold all of my other ones, or maybe they broke or something. I don't know. I have no fucking clue what happened to them. That's the only one I found, though. So that's the only one I have.
Okay. Well, I mentioned earlier that Kingsley was wouldn't come on the Broke Knuckle Life podcast until I play him in Dragon Ball Legends, but we do have a special guest coming in next week if everything goes well and there's no hiccups in the plans. So it'll be 41, not the closest one, not this week because we're filming 40 Friday, so it'll be next Friday that we're filming 41 with your boy. The OG lad, Joe.
Oh. Is he phoning in or is he going to be there?
He's going to be here. If you see right there, I cleaned out everything. I did like a whole fucking clean out of my room. I'm going to...
Yes. How sure are you that he's going to show up?
that's what I'm saying. I said if there's any hiccups in the plans, my plan is to have him on for episode 41. I'll have everything ready. We're going to do a Costa Rica special. Where he's gonna tell some stories, and we're gonna unearth some senor secrets.
Okay, I mean I'm gonna watch that for sure. Oh man,
dude, I expect it to be pretty lengthy.
Yeah. Joe's hilarious, so I'm sure he'll do great.
Because we're for guests, remember I'm gonna get his drink of choice, so we're gonna have some drinks.
Oh.
So that'll be the first time in a long time that we drink on the podcast.
You need to get that motherfucker smashed.
I told Dag that I'm going to give him 10 shots right before we start. All right, take this back to back to back to back to back.
Yo, did he request a drink yet?
No. I haven't told him about that yet.
If he requests a mixed drink, you should 100% swap out whatever liquor it is with Everclear or something.
Dude, that's horrible. Dude, he would immediately notice, man. Dude, you know who's a fucking maniac, which we talked about on Anime Headliners? Tuck.
Tuck is a fiend. Oh, yeah, we did. We did mention him taking those shots of everything.
Yeah, dude, I remember it was at Tyler's, and then he was like, all right, I'm ready to get fucked up. And he doesn't, I guess he doesn't like drinking beer. He doesn't like sipping on shit. So he's like, all right. Pour me like two or three shots of Everclear. Let me take this. And I'm like, what? I thought he was joking, dude. Because I had taken a shot of that, and that fucking, it burns, man. It fucking hurts.
It's literally like drinking, like rubbing alcohol is what it
tastes like. It's 96%.
nail polish or something, bro.
It's literally 96%.
It's insane.
And he knocked him back like it was nothing. He was trash. He got trashed after that.
That's funny.
Shout out to Tuck the Maniac. Oh my
Tuck
god.
Tuck the Maniac, who won't drink beer but will drink every beer.
and to close us out on that note is we're gonna play that beat and then just riff over it. Mr. Chazzy with the crime beat from the Side Project podcast. Da-na-na-na-na. Well, not welcome to the Weaving with Wes. It's goodbye from the Weaving with Wes podcast, episode number 17. And thank y'all for listening. I forgot to do one fucking thing in the middle of the podcast. I'm trying to put like click up in the upper right corner for the latest episode because they have those cards on YouTube where those little icons come out. Oh well, it was in my notes. Huh?
I said annotations, I think they're called.
Yeah, yeah. That's old school. It's called cards now.
Oh
my
right?
God, man. Annotations. those were the transparent like boxes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
People would point like, they'd be like, all right, click here, here, or here, or here, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, man. Yeah. They got rid of that. They were like, okay, this is way too much. Y'all are doing too much. Yeah, but I fuck with this beat. He sent me a whole pack, and
like something I'd throw on in the background while I'm working or something.
Yeah, he said.
While I work.
I've worked with people such as John Connor, on Dr. Dre's Aftermath label, Jamie Foxx's Foxhole Band, Glasses Malone, Crondon of Strong Arm Steady, and some other people.
And some other people.
Yeah.
Some other less noteworthy.
If used, please give me credit. Of course, of course.
Yeah, we ain't trying to steal nothing up in here.
Yeah, dude. I mean, y'all are sending in beats. I mean, he just randomly sent that in. He sent a message. He's like, hey, I saw that y'all were playing local beats and beats sent in. So let me know if y'all use anything. Put my tag. Side Project Podcast, and y'all can use it. Yeah, they have some really good graphics. Like their graphic designer is really nice.
What is it about? It's like just side projects or just like music?
I don't listen to anything besides like my three main podcasts. It's just I'm doing too much shit. But I do appreciate.
What's the third one? Tiger Belly, Howard Stern. What's the third one?
Oh, man, I got Your Mom's House, I got Tiger Belly,
Your Mom's House.
I got Bad Friends, I got...
I forgot about that one, too.
Howard Stern, which has kind of just been... I've seen so much at this point. Like, those podcasts that I mentioned before are putting out new shit, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, thanks again. Thanks again for watching. We're gonna try to record... just tell me whenever you're free. I know you got a raid tomorrow. Friday I can't do. Thank you.